This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. At least a dozen people are dead after twin bombings in Baghdad. 45 others have been hurt in the blasts. The second blast in the Iraqi capital was timed to go off as emergency crews were converging on the scene to help with the injured. The UN Security Council has now voted unanimously to end its seven-month-long no-fly zone over Libya, as well as the mandate authorizing NATO operations. Comes despite a request from Libya's interim government for the Security Council to hold off on a final decision. French UN Ambassador Gérard Araud.
I repeat it, it's the end of a stage. It's a stage I think we have with the United Nations and the country which have risked the life of their soldiers.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, also welcoming the decision, although she says she's still very concerned about the approach of Libya's new government to human rights. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has also confirmed that NATO will conclude its operations in Libya by the end of this month. U.S.-Israeli citizen Ilan Grapel has arrived in Tel Aviv after being freed by Egypt as part of a prisoner exchange with Israel. Grapel, who was detained in June on spying charges, was accompanied by Israeli officials on his flight from Cairo. Last week, Israel released the first batch of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for an Israeli soldier. For his part, Grapel says that he was treated well in Egypt.
Despite the circumstances and the turmoil going on in Egypt, I have to also thank the Egyptian authorities that treated me respectfully, according to the tenets of their religion, made sure that I was fed well, respected me, and made sure that no one harmed me anyway.
Analysts are suggesting that the release of Grapel could help mend ties between Israel and Egypt. More than 30 countries are now in the process of sending tents, prefabricated housing, and containers to quake-stricken Turkey. Israel has sent its first plane carrying pre-built housing to Ankara, with another three expected in the coming days.
Tonight, as you can see, the first plane is leaving for Ankara, and we hope that in the next few days, many more planes will be joining. We also intend to send a ship with many more housing units, warm clothes, beds, sheets.
The Turkish government says it's only going to deliver tents to those whose homes are deemed unsafe. Meanwhile, rescuers have now pulled a young man alive from the rubble 4 days after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit eastern Turkey. So far, over 530 people have been confirmed killed in the disaster, with over 2,300 others listed as missing. Thousands more have been left homeless. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, people are still desperately trying to escape the fatal flooding there. Floodwaters are now moving toward the inner parts of that city.
Shoot up and batter after a week of stopping water from getting into the city, but it was not. The water levels keep rising, and in the news, they were saying that more water is to come, so I left.
With a five-day national holiday now taking place in Thailand, officials are urging people in Bangkok to travel to other places in the country to avoid the flooding. However, despite the rising floodwaters, some are still choosing to stay to try to protect their homes and businesses. So far, Thailand's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 370 people and forced the evacuation of over 100,000 others from their homes. Seven miners are dead and 11 others are missing following a gas explosion at a coal mine in Henan. Blast ripped through the mine in the city of Jiaozuo. The search for the 11 missing miners is being hampered by high levels of gas in the mine. Ventilation machines are now in place to try to clear that gas. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang has now concluded his two-day visit to South Korea. Li Keqiang's visit to South Korea has included meetings with business leaders in Seoul, where he has suggested the two sides can expand their cooperation in green industries, as well as explore new modes for investment. China and South Korea have already decided to double their currency swaps to some $56 billion U.S. dollars. China is South Korea's largest trading partner and a key destination for South Korean investment. Tech giant Hewlett-Packard has now announced that it is going to keep itself in the PC business. HP's board of directors had been mulling the possibility of divesting itself out of the personal computer business. However, the company's new CEO has decided to backtrack on her predecessor's initial suggestion. Meg Whitman was installed as HP's new CEO shortly after former CEO Leo Apotheker revealed that Hewlett-Packard was considering getting out of the PC business altogether. That news sent HP shares plunging some 20% the day after the revelation. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.